Closing the transaction. Transaction process. The final consummation of a transaction is the closing, where the buyer pays for the property and the seller conveys title. In some markets, the closing is referred to as settlement. Automated underwriting systems for loans have reduced the amount of time that it takes to close a transaction. In many markets, a transaction involving a new loan can be closed in as little as 30 to 45 days. An all-cash transaction can be closed even more quickly. The contract will have a specified closing date and location. The date is most often an on or before date, meaning the closing can be held early if all requirements have been met and the parties are ready to do so. Closing procedures vary depending upon the laws and customs of different states. As mentioned earlier, title companies perform two primary services: title insurance and escrow. When a title company holds a closing, they are performing escrow services. Most closings in Texas are conducted at a title company. In the past, it was common for both the buyer and the seller to close the transaction together in the same office. Closing together is rarer today for several reasons. If the buyer is obtaining a loan, he or she has many more documents to sign than does the seller. Since the buyer requires more time to close, it makes sense to do so separately. Technology allows documents to be transmitted easily over the internet, making separate closings feasible. The ability to easily transfer funds by wire makes separate and distant closings feasible. Separate closings are especially desirable when the relationship between the parties has been strained because of protracted negotiations over repairs or other issues. The order in which the parties close is of no consequence. When the seller closes, the seller will sign a deed conveying the property to the buyer, provide title insurance, authorize the title company to pay off any existing mortgages or liens. The title company will have obtained the payoff information prior to closing. Some lenders require written authorization from the seller, allowing the title company to provide payoff information. Sign other documents as needed. Common additional documents include affidavits of marital history. Sometimes the title record is unclear because an individual may have acquired title under one name and is selling under another. Affidavits from the seller, certifying that there are no outstanding charges or liens against the property that are not being paid off at closing. Affidavit of identity. The seller certifies that they are who they claim to be and that they have the legal authority to convey title. All parties to the transaction will need to provide a photo ID at closing. Affidavit acknowledging that the attorneys who drew the closing documents are not representing either party to the transaction. Wiring instructions will be provided at closing so that the title company can deposit the seller's net proceeds. When the buyer closes, he or she has a large number of documents to sign, including promissory note payable to the lender, deed of trust securing the repayment of the promissory note, TREC. Promulgated contracts stipulate that possession be delivered to the buyer upon closing and funding. In some cases, the lender will fund a transaction immediately, a process that is known as table funding. In other cases, the lender will fund after a brief delay that allows them to do a quick review of the documents. Still others will delay funding for 6 hours or more to allow time for a more thorough review of the documents. The license holder's involvement in the closing process can be minimal. As a rule, it is a good practice for the agent to attend closing. The buyer and seller each know their respective agents better than anybody else in the transaction. They expect their agents to be with them and to be available to answer questions during what can be a very stressful transaction. Buyers and sellers should be aware of the funding policy of the lender so that they can better plan, move out, and move in. Sellers may be concerned about funding because they are purchasing a new property and need the funds to close. Closing checklist for buyers and sellers. Because you have diligently and thoroughly followed through on the previous three steps, you will now be entering into a joyous day of closing. Real estate license holders must be knowledgeable about the closing settlement statement. Every federally related residential transaction must be closed on the closing disclosure form. This makes the form standard across the United States. The license holder does not perform the closing, but the seller and buyer will look to the agent for a reasonable estimate of their closing expenses prior to closing. Explain to the client that the agent's figures are only estimates, and the actual closing amounts for each party will be made available prior to the closing. Because you have diligently and thoroughly followed through on the previous three steps, you will now be entering into a joyous day of closing. Real estate license holders must be knowledgeable about the closing settlement statement. Every federally related residential transaction must be closed on the closing disclosure form. This makes the form standard across the United States. The license holder does not perform the closing, but the seller and buyer will look to the agent for a reasonable estimate of their closing expenses prior to closing. Explain to the client that the agent's figures are only estimates, and the actual closing amounts for each party will be made available prior to the closing. For buyers. 1. Send out change of mailing address notices. 2. Give notice to landlord, if applicable. 3. Obtain utility deposit refunds. 4. Cancel old insurance policies, start new ones. 5. Make arrangements for moving. Time and date. 6. Arrange new furniture/appliance deliveries. 7. Return keys to old property, pick up keys to the new property. 8. Obtain records from children's old school, enroll them in the new school. 9. Obtain medical records, locate new doctor, dentist, etc. 10. Have banking and credit history transferred. For sellers. 1. Send out change of mailing address notices. 2. Coordinate moving arrangements. 3. Complete repairs and inspections. 4. Obtain utility deposit refunds. 5. Change insurance policies. 6. Give keys to the property to the buyer. Credits. Items typically credited to the buyer include bullet earnest money held in an escrow account, bullet existing mortgage on an assumption or the buyer's new mortgage he successfully secured from the lender, bullet unearned rents previously collected by the lender, bullet tenant security deposits, bullet accrued items, items owed by the seller, but the bill is not yet due. For example, taxes on property. Bullet items paid on behalf of the buyer outside closing, POC, paid outside closing. Items credited to the seller include bullet sales price of the property, bullet prepaid items, items paid in advance, for example, insurance, HOA dues, etc. Bullet escrow account overages, prepaid insurance, tax. Charges to the buyer/seller. Items usually charged to the buyer. Bullet survey. Bullet mortgage loan fees charged by the lender. Bullet copies of deed restrictions. Bullet mortgagee's title insurance policy. Bullet credit report, POC. Bullet appraisal, POC. Bullet prepaid items for setting up escrow accounts. Bullet private mortgage insurance. Bullet recording fees for the deed and mortgage instruments. Bullet inspections on property, including termite, structural, mechanical. Bullet attorney's fees. Bullet messenger fees. Items usually charged to the seller. Bullet real estate commission. Bullet attorney's fees. Bullet repairs to property. Bullet owner's title policy. Bullet existing loan payoff. Bullet recording fee for release of lien. Bullet messenger fee. Bullet unpaid taxes on property. Bullet accrued interest on loan from last payment to the day of closing. Bullet unearned rent collected in advance. Bullet tenant security deposit. Closing countdown minus protocol. Selling agent calls title company to pick up contract and earnest money. Selling agent provides inspector referrals, at least 3, to buyer and advises buyer of time schedule for ordering inspections. Provides information to listing agent. Buyer. Buyer applies for loan and may need some or all of the following: list of debtors and account numbers, bank address and account numbers, year-to-date check stubs, tax returns. Selling agent. negotiates repairs during option period, reminds buyer to order insurance. Lender orders appraisal and credit report, verification of employment, etc., as part of the loan processing procedure. Title company sends title commitments to agents and lender. Listing and selling agents gives copies of the title commitments to buyer and seller. Listing agent provides title company with name and loan number of existing lien holder. Title company obtain payoff on existing lien. Order tax certificates. Listing agent and title company works together to clear any objections to title. Listing agent ensures repairs are done and unpaid bills are sent to title company. Receipts, receipts, receipts. Selling agent follows up often with new lender to make sure loan is being processed efficiently, that all requirements are being met, and to find out when to expect loan approval. Watch third-party finance deadline. Title company orders survey. Lender approves loan, draws up papers, and reviews/approves survey. Agents confer with principals, mortgage company, and title company to set closing date and time. Selling agent reminds buyer to order insurance and gives the information to the title company. Lender sends completed closing package and closing disclosure to title company to prepare the closing statement and gives figures to buyer. Selling agent schedules final walkthrough. Listing agent brings keys to closing for the buyers and removes lockbox and sign.